Rave Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AB Insider. As always, I'm your host, Johnny Mota, and today I'll be speaking with someone over at Sennheiser. And before I introduce them and have them on the show, as always, I'd like to thank the sponsor and Ingram Micro. They are the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, you can check out some of the product offerings they have for you as an integrator. And if you've been listening to the show, I also realized that they have a lot of products that we have already had on the show, one of them being Onkyo. So if you've been listening, you learned that with me, and you might be already using them. Check them out, ingrammicro.com. As I mentioned, I have Doug Bowersox of Sennheiser, who is the business development manager for UC and distribution. Doug, hey, thanks for taking the time today.
Hey, Johnny, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I want to learn everything you can teach me about Sennheiser in the shortest amount of time.
All right, well, let's go for the elevator pitch.
Let's start that. Let me get a little bit elevator pitch and maybe just a little general background on Sennheiser. What is Sennheiser, and what kind of product offerings do you guys have?
All right. Well, Sennheiser, for the history of Sennheiser, we are a 70-year-old privately owned pro audio company. So the folks that do know Sennheiser know us for our pro audio, our broadcasting expertise, and the pursuit of perfect sound. So many of today's performers and broadcasters will either be using the Sennheiser microphones or Sennheiser broadcasting headsets in their live performances. So when it's when sound is truly important, people know who the Sennheiser name is. What they don't know, a lot of them do not know, especially the integrators, is that we also do telephony, unified communication headsets, and that's what I would like to speak about today. So bringing that that rich history of professional audio into the telephony, UC, and collaboration segment, Sennheiser has positioned ourselves very well with a very nice portfolio of headset and speakerphone products. I'm actually today using our MB Pro 2 Bluetooth headset, which pairs to the PC, and then we're doing this via Skype with a dongle, but it will also simultaneously connect to my cell phone, or in certain cases, two cell phones. So I have a work cell phone and a personal cell phone. My Bluetooth headset will pair to both of those simultaneously, so I can swap between devices without doing anything other than pressing answer. So it works out very nice. So looking at the entire portfolio for us, it includes wireless decked long-range headsets that will tie into customers' telephones as well as their PCs. So if they're doing Skype, if they have a soft phone, if they're doing webinars of sorts, they can use our headsets for the optimal audio for those, not only listening, but also talking. So, you know, people at the far end appreciate our expertise in the noise canceling. So we have ultra noise canceling microphones. So I could be standing in a showroom right now at the exhibit hall at Enterprise Connect and actually be carrying on a legitimate conversation with our noise canceling microphones performing and doing that job for us. We also offer Bluetooth headsets, as I mentioned. The DECT is for long range. Bluetooth is more of a personal choice. When range is not of importance, we'll steer you towards a Bluetooth. And then wired and USB headsets, and then even a little personal portable speakerphone that is really making a lot of noise with our integration partners and collaboration applications.
And which part or model are you referring to?
That is our SP 10 and 20. The SP 10 is a USB only device, whereas the SP20 offers USB connector as well as a 3.5 connector. And what's cool about that, Johnny, is I could actually be on this WebEx call on my SP speakerphone. Mm-hmm. And let's say my cell phone rings, I could plug in that 3.5 cord, millimeter cord, and introduce that caller into our current conference via that speakerphone. It's a omnidirectional auto-balancing microphone that, you know, we're promoting this as a small office, personal office conference phone. But I've been in some mighty large conference rooms where we've sometimes outperformed the integrated system and the old traditional big ball and chain that's sitting on the desk for their conference. Not where we want to be, mind you. That's not how we're promoting this. But you know, the fact of the matter is impromptu conferences can take place anytime, anywhere. So sure. That's where the SP speakerphone really is less of a gadget, more of a true productivity tool.
That's connected via USB and right?
USB and or the 3.5 connector. So you might have an iPad or a Surface or a cell phone. You could use that that port, that 3.5 port for that.
Okay, and remind me one more time. I'm you and I are sitting in a room together, and or we're doing this WebEx or something like that, and I have this connected. Someone calls me, and they can join in via this SP10 or SP20?
Via the SP20. So if we're using the USB connected to our PC, and our cell phone rings, we can take our cell phone out, plug it into the additional 3.5 cord that the SP20 offers, and they join our call as well.
Is that the main difference between the SP10 and the 20?
Yes, it's the only difference between the two units. It's a rechargeable battery. It offers 20 hours of talk time and outstanding standby time. I can't remember the last time I charged my unit. I've had it for probably 6 months in and out of demos, and I still haven't recharged that unit.
What would you say that the range on this omnidirectional mic is?
We say 1.5 meters, which is about 5 feet, and it's legitimate. I'll be in some conference rooms that are typically 12 to 16 chairs deep. During demonstrations, I have people scattered throughout those chairs and do a quick call recording on my iPhone, and then I play it back, and it's a jaw dropper. They just say, that is amazing, and they hear the quality of sound. I will stand up, turn my back to the speakerphone as if I'm writing on a whiteboard, and then play that recording back, and there's very little noticeable drop in audio. It's amazing.
That is pretty. You've piqued my interest, honestly, and I'm gonna have to contact my Sennheiser rep and get me a little review unit here or whatever I gotta do. That's a pretty neat invention, if you will, not gadget, because I could see this being a legitimate business on the prosumer side as well. I think that's a really handy. Can you give me an idea of like where this even came into play? Like at some point in the line, at Sennheiser obviously thought, you know, there's got to be a better way, and kind of came up with the idea, you know, whether you're on the go or, you know, I think that's the idea where this came from, you know, for the USB portion, correct?
Well, it is a, you know, as historically our telecom division has been geared at the large call centers, you know, the brick and mortar, got an agent at the desk. Well, you know, our world is changing. So now it's mobility, mobility, mobility. So that's sure. Kind of, you know, our new portfolio of headsets offers, you know, that flexibility, whether I'm a desk-centric person, I'm always at my desk, whether I'm a corridor cruiser within an office facility, or whether I'm a true mobile worker, which I am. So, you know, I have this in my backpack. It's all of about the size of my hand. It fits in my back pocket. Mm-hmm. It's a dynamic, you know, tool for me. And, you know, if I need to bring somebody into a conference call, there's nothing more frustrating than trying to use some of the industry's speakerphones, built-in speakerphones, or using your cell phone for that matter, the speakerphone there. This just, you know, and who appreciates it? Not only the people in the room, but it's the far end. It's the ones that you are having that conversation with. They're not, you know, hearing that drift and the frustration of a crappy speakerphone, to put it bluntly, right?
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
I think we've all been there. You know, so it's that that far end that will appreciate the sound that Sennheiser is really famous for.
And this is really meant for like a quieter. There's not necessarily like a noise cancellation
Absolutely none. So yes, it is a conference room. It's a huddle room. It's sure. A private office, a home office. It is at the exhibit hall. It's nothing that I would want to demonstrate, although I do put it in a music mode and play music through it, and it sounds pretty darn good. Not spectacular, again, because it's so loud in those type places, but if I'm sitting in my hotel room or sitting at home, it's great quality sound, actually.
How new is this product?
It came out late last year. Okay. It's still fairly new.
Yeah.
And it's really doing well for us. Once people see it, hear it, and feel it, they just say, "Wow, I want one of those." And it's one of our more popular products for sure.
Now let's talk a little bit more about the wireless. Well, it's not necessarily wireless, right? Because you are wired currently, right?
No, I'm actually on a Bluetooth right now.
Oh, I stand corrected. And this is also one of the ones you said you can pick up a phone call on as well to your phone, and it switches.
Yes, it's a 2-in-1 device. So it's currently I have a dongle. It comes with a little dongle that you plug into your USB port.
Okay.
So it pairs to that automatically, and then it also will pair to an additional device. So that could be another PC per se, or it could be a cell phone. In my case, it's a cell phone and my PC. So if my soft phone rings, or if I'm doing a webinar, or if I'm doing a Skype call, I use my headset for that. But in the meantime, if my phone was to ring, I could use the same headset just by simply pressing a button on my headset or pressing answer on my cell phone.
And this is one of the ones that you're talking about that does include some of the noise cancellation, correct?
This is actually one of our ultra noise canceling microphones, which is pretty ridiculous. It's something that I encourage people to actually pair to their phones during events and walk the floor and make a phone call. And they usually come back and say, "Wow, they thought I was in my hotel room." It's pretty incredible stuff.
Remind me of the show that you're currently at again, the name of it.
We are at Enterprise Connect in Orlando, Florida this week.
Beautiful Orlando, Florida. Never been. Yeah. Heard it's got nice weather.
Yeah. Not bad. A little humid. A little humid for my blood, but
yeah,
it's good.
I don't know how well I do out there. I have really bad allergies, and I'd probably just dry up. But yeah, we'd see. But the intent was initially I was going to try and connect with you while you were on the show in Florida to see how much feedback, if any, I was getting back through your headset. Since I can't do that, time shifted, and I'm going to have to take your word for it. But can you give me kind of an idea of how much feedback, if any? I mean, how long have you been using this headset? Let's start with the model number that you're using currently, and we can start
right,
there.
Right. Well, the model that I'm using is called the MB Pro 2. That's a over-the-head dual ear, so both of my ears are covered.
Okay.
With an ultra noise canceling microphone. We also have an MB Pro 1, which is a single ear, so it depends on the preference of the user.
Sure.
With this model, I've been using it for probably about a year now. It is my headset of choice for my home office, and I'm in and out of hotels about 80% of the time. So,
okay. I travel with it.
I have no fears of the doorbells ringing or the TV playing loud or any of that. People just can't hear it. So it makes it nice, especially for the home office workers. Now, with that said, I would not recommend Bluetooth solutions in an enterprise environment. Bluetooth is very susceptible to interference. So if you're looking to pack a bunch of ours or anybody's Bluetooth into an enterprise environment, that's what our wireless decked products are for. They play nicer together, longer range, and they're not as susceptible to interference. So, this is a great solution for a mobile worker, for a person that has a private office or a home office. Okay. They'll love it. They'll absolutely love it.
This looks like it's an on-air solution.
It is on-ear over the head. Yep.
On-ear over the head. And you're using the MB2 per 100, so dual. And you said Bluetooth, so does it have some sort of charging station? Does it hold a battery life?
Or? Yes. Yeah, it actually promotes a legitimate 15 hours of talk time. It does come with a USB charging stand, or you can get a little AC110 adapter to plug the UC, like we do our cell phones for the most part. Mm-hmm. But it does come with a USB charging stand, and the talk time is, like I said, a legitimate 15 hours. Super durable. I don't know if you can see this, but
yeah, it looks like if I did that with any of my higher professional headphones, I would never talk to myself again.
Yeah, so, you know, we can twist it, bend it, straighten it out. You know, it's, you know, the Sennheiser brand for our pro audio, for our broadcasting, and for our telephony headsets. It's durability, and it's the sound of the audio. It's spectacular. So we make a very good, durable product. We don't see stacks of broken headsets. That kind of shoots ourselves in the foot sometimes, because we make our product so durable, we don't get to take advantage of those yearly refreshes that some other folks do.
Yeah, right. I know you guys can't see what Doug just did there, but he basically took his headphones, and if it was any of my other headphones that I spent way too much money on, they would probably be snapped in half right now. Basically made them flat. Sprung back into place, and honestly, it doesn't look like anything has happened to him. That being said, it's a great solution. Like you said, it's not necessarily the enterprise style because of Bluetooth specifically, correct?
Correct. And this same style that that you're seeing on camera anyways is also available in our decked long-range version. So it really depends on, you know, what class of worker this is. You know, if it's the office place admin, the general office workers, they're probably going to want a deck solution if they want a wireless headset. But as I said, if I'm private office, if I not looking for, you know, hundreds of feet of range, Bluetooth's a great solution for me. And in my case, I can, you know, with this, I can stream music with the dual ears. It sounds like a pair of our high-end audio headphones. And if anybody knows Sennheiser, they know our headphones.
HD100.
There you go. So, you know, it's not quite up to par with that because it is Bluetooth, but sure. Sounds pretty darn good.
Okay, so for the enterprise-style version, the wireless deck, two questions. What is decked referring to, and what are the range capabilities of the wireless version of that?
Good question. The decked DECT is FCC mandated voice channel for the Americas. Okay.
Okay.
It is frequency 1.9, so it doesn't interfere with Wi-Fi. You know, going back in the day, we had 900 megahertz headsets, cordless phones. And then we moved to 2.4 headsets and cordless phones. Now you're seeing cordless phones and headsets that are decked, and that's just so one of the main reasons is to reduce the interference between not only our Wi-Fi, but other 2.4 devices. So you won't find a mouse or a keyboard that's on the 1.9 frequency, the decked frequency. It's only for voice applications.
Specific, okay. I'm sorry, did you tell me how what its range capabilities are?
Range we promote is about 600 feet, clear line of sight. Reality is, once you throw in doors and windows, it's about 350 feet of legitimate HD audio.
Still, that is awesome.
It is pretty, and you know, yeah, it's. I haven't had anybody tell us that we haven't outdistanced the competitor. Nothing that we really promote, but it's there.
Yeah, I gotcha. What kind of testing facility? I mean, like, do you guys like test it in like the worst like concrete solid rooms and things like that, just to really try and get those numbers? Like, you know, like you say, 600 feet, but you know, when you add doors and windows, studs, things like that.
Well, I am a pretty hands-on live demo kind of guy, and I really put our products to the test on these shows and of natures. We're at our booth, everything is live, and, sure. And nobody else would, they would not think about risking a reputation by giving live demos in a loud trade show environment. So I encourage people when they walk up to our booth, they put on these headphones and we speak through the headphones. It's like you're at a sports event. You see the announcers wearing their headsets. Well, we're doing the same thing live at these trade shows, and they experience true sound and they hear it. And what they don't hear is all the background ruckus and the bands playing and the people talking. And that's a great statement for Sennheiser headsets. The proof is in the pudding. It's there. It's live.
You most definitely. I think most people would be afraid if something went wrong. Then there goes the brand name, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So is this your daily driver basically? Since you're traveling all the time and then you're giving these demos and doing hotel rooms and things like that, is the MB200 your kind of your go-to?
It is my go-to for, I have a lot of downtime. I'm not necessarily in the car. I definitely wouldn't wear the dual ear in the car. We have a single ear version of that, but mm-hmm. we also have a mobile Bluetooth, an earbud style Bluetooth, which is also exceptional for noise canceling. It's very small, fits in the ear, over the ear, or in the ear. That has three microphones for noise canceling, and it is a spectacular headset as well. And that is a two-in-one device. So that comes with a dongle. You can use it on your PC and your cell phone simultaneously. So that's kind of what I wear in the car. But when I want to be comfortable and I'm going to be smiling and dialing for a while, definitely my MB Pro 2 is my choice.
Now, do you always when in a large room and facilities, are you consistently wearing, like we said, the MB Pro 2 it seems to be the one, but do you do like any just wireless mics on larger presentations, or is it pretty much the headset is primarily what is used for something like that?
It is almost primarily, I use the decked headsets for these presentations.
Okay.
Because with our decked headset, we have what's called a conference feature. So we'll have the main base, and then we'll have four separate headsets. And all of those, we don't need a dial tone. We don't need a computer. It's a feature that's built into our phone, into our base. And we can link the headsets together, and they have HD audio on a dedicated path. And it's a spectacular demonstration of the sound quality without the need to plug it into a phone or a PC. So it allows us, it's great for onboarding in a workplace environment, in a contact center or a help desk. A supervisor could walk up to an agent's base with their headset, touch their base, and join their conversation for a quick support and assist call. And we can actually conference up to a total of four headsets. So that's great for onboarding. You have a new employee, they can be on a call, and three trainers or trainees can be listening in as they make, take, and move telephone calls. So, we're more of a solution, less of a commodity. It's, we really like to think that we're bringing a different angle to unified communications, and that's quality sound matched with durability.
And you said that's good up to four headsets, correct?
Up to four, primary plus three.
Primary plus three, okay. Let's see. And so it's, to me, it kind of sounds like you are more, like in your title, right? The UC products and such. Headsets and mics, correct? I mean, what's your full range of expertise at Sennheiser? I mean, is it a little bit of everything, or you're more central to these products?
Yeah, no, this is the telecom division. So we are headsets and headsets, throw in a speakerphone. wireless headsets, that being decked and Bluetooth. Wired headsets, those being the traditional quick disconnect style, as well as USB for the PC. The new speakerphone that we have as well.
I want to talk about the new speakerphone in 1 second, but first, as always, I'd like to thank my sponsor, Ingram Micro. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, so if you weren't listening, I'm going to say it again. They're the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, you can check out the product offerings they have for you as an integrator. Head over to ingrammicro.com and check them out. Did you say wireless? Megaphone?
Or did No. I'm not sure what you heard there, Johnny.
Speakerphone? Speakerphone?
the speakerphone we talked about, the SP speakerphone. Yeah, SP, USB and 3.5.
I don't know how I heard megaphone. I was thinking megaphone.
Yeah, no, we do microphones and integrated systems, aviation headsets, just not my division. So we are the telecom division. So we handle call center office environments and unified communication platforms, collaboration.
Can you give me some of the most unique things that you've done in your division with Sennheiser? I mean, it doesn't have to be like something that like nobody's done, but just like maybe that's you think that's unique to that you personally like, you know, something that you've done recently.
Well, I would say, well, let's looking at typically in the industry, the call centers, the contact centers have always been wired. For a couple reasons. One is cost, and you know, wireless headsets are a little bit more expensive than the traditional wired headset. But the other reason was because of this support and assist. You know, a supervisor would typically walk up to a wired headset, and they would have a Y cable. They would plug in their headset to this cable that had a T, and join the conversation so that they could support the agent on a trouble call.
Okay.
But now, you know, we're approaching this with our wireless system, with our decked wireless. They can now do that wirelessly, simply, easily, and effectively. So it gives, you know, the employees the ability to now be mobile. Now they can run to perhaps the printing machine. They could walk over to the desk across from them and ask a question, all while they're on a call. But to now, you know, what's limited them in the past is they were wired and tethered to their desk because they had to have the ability for the supervisor to join. Well, now they can do that wirelessly. So I think, you know, what's been very beneficial for our wireless deck product is that feature, is that our conferencing feature allows these contact centers and these help desk environments to now go wireless and not worry about the traditional need for support and assist.
Something that I get asked a lot in my day job, I'm a systems integrator in sales and design and such in Northern California. And what I constantly get asked by either designers, homeowners, contractors, it's a constant like, you know, what about wireless? What about wireless? You know, is there a wireless version of this? Is, you right. know, you know, I would prefer wireless because they don't want to be like you're saying, you know, I don't want to be tethered or they can't get wires to that area, just range and mobility. Being another concern, can you speak on? I mean, and it may not be to all the Sennheiser products because maybe they're all different. But when using a wireless product versus the wired version, I mean, can we talk about how much or noticeability of quality of audio that we might be losing?
Very little with our products on the wireless deck product. It's spectacular. It's really something you have to hear, Johnny. Wish you were at the show. Wish we could have done this while we were at the show, perhaps. The quality is phenomenal. It's always going to be a little bit better with a wired headset. Decked will not deliver true stereo. Our USB headsets can. You know, but overall, somebody within that that 600 feet, that 350 feet, you know, the reality of the office place, they will appreciate the sound quality. What we don't see people doing with our headsets is holding their ears to block out sound, you know, pushing the microphone to their face. you know, it's optimized and generally spot on for awesome communications.
That's good. I mean, I think that's one of the major concerns for people is, you know, going wireless, anything, you know, how much quality am I sacrificing by going to the wireless version of that product? Right. And for everybody, honestly, that may not be a big deal. You get some of like the true audio nerds or audiophile people that are like really like, you know, like maybe like, you know, personal audio headsets or something like that. That might be something where I get those kinds of people who actually care about that kind of stuff, or they just, don't want to be, like you said, tethered because of the wire, right?
Yeah, well, one of the other things that that is present on our wireless headsets is the elimination of the white noise. So when I go quiet, it's quiet. There's no little hiss in the background. There's no hum. You don't hear yourself talking either. Sometimes that's a little disconcerting because we grew up with traditional telephones where you can hear yourself. If you blow into the microphone piece, you hear yourself blowing. We eliminate all that, and it's a good thing, because especially if you wear the headset all day long, your head hurts less. You know, the employees are drinking one bottle of wine instead of two because you know they haven't been being pounded by sound all day long. We like I said, you know, Sennheiser is in pursuit of the perfect sound, and we deliver that on our headsets. So it's just a comfortable all day wear, and people appreciate that.
I'm going to send one of my colleagues, his name is Corey Moss, if you guys aren't already in touch, he's at the show this week. He's with Rave this week, and I believe he's scheduled to come by the booth. I don't know if he's talking to you specifically. He does another show called Cavalry Rides, and I make a guest appearance every once in a while, and he mentioned that he was going to Enterprise Connect and mentioned Sennheiser. I'm like, I'm speaking with him tomorrow. You know, you gotta stop by and say hi to Doug. It's like, oh, I can't remember who I talked to, and I know I'm gonna send him your way.
Yeah, please.
What is your booth number? Do you know by chance?
It is 1829.
1829. I'm gonna send him a text and let him know to go there. If other people don't know, we mentioned, you know, aside these products, they make excellent microphones from a range of products, you know, personal recording, drum kits, things like that, or wireless, wired. And then it gets into the personal audio side that's a bit more to my ears, just because that's the kind of stuff that I drool over when I'm not playing with a bunch of other gadgetry. As I mentioned earlier, the HD800 is one of the most popular headsets that you could think of in personal audio. If you're considering spending some money on a really nice set of headphones that's not over the top but doesn't sacrifice quality, it's comfortable and just beautiful. The HD800 is nothing to like be shy about. It is definitely one of the nicer headsets that I have had a chance to get some time with my ears on, and I mean, they have a whole bunch of different ones. The Momentums are very nice. I like those. Have not used the Bluetooth version yet. I have a pair of the on-ear Momentums. I'm sorry, over-the-ear, not on-ear. Sorry, over-ear. Because there are two versions of that, I believe. I think there is an on-ear and a over-the-ear version.
Correct.
Yeah, and then the other ones I haven't checked out yet is the new with a the really kind of well, you probably know the name of the
thing. Yeah, I know what you're gonna say.
It reminds me of an Old Spice commercial.
Urbanites. Yeah, Urbanites. Urbanites.
The Urbanites. Yes.
Yes.
It's like a sexy German guy. He's like massaging an earlobe, and it makes
slightly
you
slightly disturbing.
A little bit, yeah. And you're kind of like, I'm not sure if I want to buy a Sennheiser headphones right now. Like, do it. Just do it. Do you have any personal audio headphones from Sennheiser yourself, aside from the ones that you use as your daily driver? I mean, that sounds like, you know, you have these, and this is probably pretty damn good by itself.
Yeah, no, I do have personal headphones. I have a pair of Momentum on-ears, but for my airplane travel, I actually use our MMX 400, which is a Bluetooth headset as well, but it comes with a wired kit for airplane mode. I've had those for a couple years now. They're great, handy. Lay flat, fold flat, and fit into my bag very nicely and very compact.
MMX which?
400s.
400. Let me take a gander over that because I am not familiar with that product line. Is that still made?
Probably not. It's a couple years old now.
That's okay. Well, that just lets you know that they're still lasting. That's
well,
important.
And here's what's nice about Sennheiser is folks that bought headphone products many, many, many years ago can still get replacement parts. Although a product is discontinued with Sennheiser, we still always will have the parts available going way back many, many years.
You know, that's always comforting to know, because I deal with some manufacturers, and you know, once that product line is discontinued, the new generation comes in, they kind of have some stock on the shelf, you know, as it goes, but as it goes, that's it. There's really no support. There aren't parts, and they don't continue to either have accessibility to those parts to fix older product in the field, and you kind of are just left with either a bad taste in your mouth, and or just like, well, I just have to buy the, you know, just ca you know, pony up for the new version of whatever it is that you have, which is unfortunate, but sometimes the way, you know, that's what happens in manufacturing. Can you tell me where is Sennheiser located?
Well, U.S. headquarters is Old Lyme, Connecticut.
Old Lyme, Connecticut.
But we have subsidiaries throughout the world. We are a global company. Headquarters would be Germany. We are global. One thing that, you know, you mentioned your sponsor today. They are one of our distributors of the Sennheiser telephony headsets. So I'd
Heyo.
encourage folks to check that out there.
IngramMicro.com. Shameless plug.
Micro.com.
I couldn't help it. I was hoping that I'd find another guest. I'm like, it happens sometimes, and they kind of like, should I say anything? Should I say anything? I'm like, we'll wait. We'll get to it.
Right.
No, that's great. So how old would you say that the headphones that you mentioned, the MMX four, was it 400?
400. Now got me confused. I might have the 450s, but
Okay,
they are
but
definitely.
just how old would you say they are? A year, 2 years,
They're
3 years?
3 years old now.
3 years old, and in that 3 years, have you had to replace any of the parts or pieces yet?
Oh no, not at all.
And these are like an on-ear, you said, or a Bluetooth, right?
They are on-air Bluetooth with a cable kit for airplane mode.
So is that like an accessory that was purchased after the fact?
No, it comes with
It
it.
okay.
It is, yeah, it is the MM400X is actually the official.
They had all most of those letters, and they're just not the right order.
Yeah,
I was like,
just
wait a minute.
a little dyslexic this evening here.
MM400X.
100X,
Oh,
yeah.
that does come up. And come on, internets. Okay, there we go. And it's got the little controls on the side. I like that. And it, like I said, it comes with a kit for wired mode, correct? Looks like it folds up, a nice little on-air. And this is like your kind of travel kit.
Yeah, this is what I travel with.
Okay. And have you considered using any other Sennheiser products?
I would, but you know, I've got a you know a budget that's finally addressed by the wife on the other side of the country right now, and this thing works for me, and I like it. But yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
It's okay. I can guarantee your wife's not listening to us right now.
I can I'm waiting for the official release of our Momentum Wireless, and which actually has taken place, so I'm a little bit behind, but that will be my next purchase is the Momentum Wireless
The
on
wireless.
Over the ear this time.
So you're thinking about the upgrade to the over-the-ear versus another on-ear, but just a wireless version. And would that be your kind of travel, now your
Yeah,
travel
yeah.
version?
Yeah,
Okay.
that's the plan.
What I really like about those, the Momentum brand, if you will, or style, is the adjustable ear cups that just kind of
Right.
slide on the rail there. And my biggest concern for that, and I haven't experienced it yet, and I thought that, you know, eventually sliding on that rail internally, that eventually that those little portions of metal, I think it is, there's the metal band and the portion where the ear cups slide on that. That
Right.
eventually, you know, if I keep moving it back and forth, is that it can become loose, and then well, they just slide down to the bottom of the thing. But honestly, once I've kind of adjusted them to where they need to be, they I haven't had to move them, so it's not a concern anymore. I just, you know, I thought on day one, I was like, is this going to be a problem later? And I just like the design and the way they feel. They're very comfortable.
Yeah, very nicely designed.
Yes. So no urbanites then, huh? No, no massaging the
Nah,
ear.
no, we'll pass.
That does.
Unless I win a pair,
You never know. Are
then
you guys
I'll wear a
allowed to
plug.
win stuff from the company internally?
Well, there's the contest occasionally, but we'll see.
I gotcha. Let's talk microphones. Have you, aside from headset microphones, wireless, have you used any just handset microphones in, prior to the headset style for trade shows? What experience have you had with that?
Very limited. Other than folks that are in a band, I'm not personally in a band, but anybody and everybody I come across that is in a band, they either quickly pull out and show me their Sennheiser microphone. When folks see my bag there that says Sennheiser on it, they want to show me their Sennheiser products, and they typically are some of our wireless microphones as well. And it is a great door opener for the division that I am in, because people don't know us for our headsets.
Right.
So when we come across an audiophile, they know Sennheiser for that. But it's a great door opener for us, because we have something else to tell them about.
I think people are just prone, like, to, when you recognize a brand that you're familiar with, you want to show them like the product that you support. And I think that's great that when you run into those people, that they are excited to show you, like, look what we're using, you know, check out this microphone or these headsets. Does Sennheiser do any sort of education for people that maybe are interested in getting the pro audio field, or interns, or, you know, someone out of college and they're curious about audio and development, things like that? Is there any sort of education offered?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would encourage anyone to kind of visit the US headquarters website, which is SennheiserUSA.com, and that's SennheiserUSA.com. And we definitely have not only training and classes available, we have internships that are up there occasionally as well. So I would encourage them to reach out to HR perhaps and see what's available.
And that was SennheiserUS.com?
USA.com.
USA.com. I just realized I'm probably on the wrong website. When I went to Sennheiser.com, it redirected me to my territory, United States.
Yeah.
And it was the EN-Sennheiser, or EN-US.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm now realizing that I should probably correct all my spelling for all my notes here I had for Sennheiser. There are two N's in Sennheiser, everyone. I feel bad for not knowing that initially, and I'm taking note. Give me 1 second while I jot that down. That sounds dumb, but I wrote a bunch of Sennheiser notes with one N. And Doug, if someone is curious about reaching out and speaking with you, learning more about your division and products, what's the best way? How do they do that?
You can start with me, I guess. We do have what we call area sales managers, so we do blanket the United States. We have specific regions for our territory managers.
Okay.
But I'm a great resource to start with. I can make sure that you get pointed in the right direction, answer any initial questions at least, and develop the relationship would be passed over to our territory managers.
Okay, and before I wrap this up, is there anything else that you feel that we should mention before ending the show?
You know, Johnny, I think we covered a lot tonight, and I think we did well, I hope.
Okay, so you want to keep going for a few more hours, as you're saying? Just talk about who knows what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure you send that text out. Have him visit us tomorrow at the booth.
Yeah, I definitely am. Yeah. His name is Corey Moss. He's wearing a bright
Corey.
Rave publication shirt.
All right.
Can't miss him. And for everyone listening, head over to, well, this is the first place to start. You heard the U.S. site. The general site is Sennheiser.com, SennHeiser.com. That'll redirect you to your territory. But as you mentioned, the USA website is SennheiserUSA.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. If you're a social person like myself, you can head over to Facebook.com, you know, where people talk about all their problems and other things that, like kittens and unicorns. Or if you're a fan of the Facebook and you want to learn more about audio products, you can go to facebook.com/SennheiserUSA. I spelled the name, and I'll say it again, SennheiserUSA. And if you are more of a 140 characters type of person, you get over to Twitter. It's @SennheiserUSA. If you like pictures, Instagram perhaps, it's just Sennheiser. And if you want to learn more, if you want to get some detailed description, see some demos, go check out YouTube. It's youtube.com/Sennheiser USA. Doug, thank you for your time. I learned a lot. I'm going to send Corey your way and connect you guys because I'm going to need some video demonstrations of you guys at the show. And that's Enterprise Connect, correct?
Enterprise Connect.
Yeah, thank you for your time. Everyone, this has been AV Insider. I'm your host, Johnny Mota. If you want to yell at me, tell me my show sucked, or if you want to give me good praise, I'll take that. And you can send it to my personal email. It's Johnny, JohnnyMota, the number 3 at gmail.com. Please, no spam. Please. If Twitter still exists tomorrow, it's at JMOTA3, JMOTA3. And that's kind of the easiest way. Otherwise, you can Google me, and I'm sure I'll pop up pretty much everywhere else. Everyone, this has been AV Insider. We'll catch you next time.